can't decide and torn between a romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, 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 Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join Jordan, Keith, and Mariano as the trio dissects what's latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
After, okay, it's the Golden State Media Concepts.
Really? That's your intro? Really, dude?
Is it not good?
Wow. That was horrible, dude.
I like that one, actually. It's funny.
Well, it's recording, so we're good. Everybody, welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast with me, Jordan, and my other co-host,
Keith and Mariano.
Perfect. That's what I was looking for. Today, we're having a beautiful movie episode podcast, I'd like to think. This one could be at least top five as far as podcasts we've done. I'm setting it up.
You always say stuff like that.
There's no way we can fail now. Okay, so today we're going to be reviewing
Suicide Squad.
And Eye in the Sky.
There you go.
All right, I'm so
excited.
That's
on DVD release, Eye in the Sky. The Suicide Squad, of course, is in the box office right now, in the theaters right now, for your viewing pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Since last year, at least.
Yes.
So you guys want to start on Suicide Squad first?
Of course.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, let's give the people what they want, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So Suicide Squad.
It's been working for us so far.
Yeah, it's directed by David Ayer.
Yeah.
And he has also directed Fury with Brad Pitt.
Okay.
Sabotage, End of Watch, Street Kings. That's a good flick with Keanu Reeves, actually, and Ving Rhames. And Harsh Times, I believe that's with Christian Bale. So, yeah, so he's been around for a while. So
no, he seems like he's got the credentials going for
him.
Oh,
yeah, and he wrote Suicide Squad, he wrote Fury, he wrote Sabotage, he wrote Harsh Times, The End of Watch. He did the screenplay, so basically he wrote SWAT, Dark Blue, and he wrote Training Day. Okay.
Okay, yeah. So
and he wrote the screenplay for The Fast and Furious. So, yeah, he's
veteran action movie director,
yeah,
creator.
Writer, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's, yeah, she's the triple threat, writer, director, producer. So,
well, who's in this movie?
Let me see. Of course, Will Smith is Deadshot. Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn. Jay Hernandez as, El Diablo?
Is that Jay Hernandez?
Yes, it is, bro.
Yeah.
Diablo, yeah. Viola Davis.
It's hard to
Amanda
see with all
Waller.
That tattoos all over him.
Yeah,
man.
He's a great actor. Yeah, he's
yeah
blowing
he is.
Up. He was just in Bad Moms. That's the same guy.
Well, I know who
yeah.
Jay Hernandez is.
Yeah.
He was in Crazy Beautiful way back, you know.
Yeah.
I missed the last episodes we did, and I didn't get to do Bad Moms with you guys. I didn't see it because of that. And
feel sorry for you, dude. Sucks for you, dude.
Last night,
you.
I had this. I was thinking, should I go see it or should I get some sleep to
it's
do an episode
dope.
Today?
It's dope.
Bad Moms is dope.
I'm gonna give it a shot.
It's funnier than we thought it was gonna be. I was cracking up in the theater, dude.
Well, I don't know if I'm gonna have time with Sausage Party coming out, but I definitely want to check Bad Moms out. You guys sold it on me.
Yeah.
That movie just sounds so wrong.
It does.
I've got a good feeling it's going to be so right.
Yeah, it just creeps me out a little bit, but hey, it's cool. But yeah, so Suicide Squad, for those who don't know, it's DC Universe, DC comic. Suicide Squad is about a band of supervillains who are forced to act like heroes. They get put out on secret assignments by the government, and if they get caught, the government disavows knowing them. It's that simple. And, you know, Amanda Waller, who's played by Viola Davis, basically is their warden and their chief, their boss.
Good old Viola Davis.
Oh, she's amazing. She's
she
an
really
amazing
is.
Actress, dude.
I'm scared of her even though she's on the TV, you know? Like,
I'm not scared of her at all.
Like,
she's
just, like, so tough. I don't know.
Yeah, she's...
I think she was perfect for the role. She did a really good job at it.
Yeah, she did a great job. Everyone. Jared Leto plays the Joker. He pops up. And you get Ben Affleck popping up as Batman as well. So so basically, as I said before, you know, the premise, these are the worst of the worst villains. They get put in maximum security. And it's not Arkham Asylum at all. So it's real jail. So, and they all basically have, like, life sentences. Some of them have triple life sentences. And, you know, Amanda Waller's like, well, if you do this job, we can shave time off your sentence.
Right, for each job.
Yeah, so... And it goes from there. So this is the first type of film that's focused about supervillains. No one has ever done a movie like that before. Not Marvel. Yeah, this is the first film. So
yeah,
this is like
if a movie does focus on supervillains, it's about 50% the villain, and then you've got 50% Batman.
So this is like Magnificent Seven with supervillains. So, yeah. So, where you guys want to go? Who wants to start first about the film?
Who's feeling it? I guess I can start. I think that
sure.
I mean, from the little we talked about before, you know, we try to save the conversations for the podcast. But
right.
I think I probably liked it. Probably less than you guys did.
Yeah, I think so, because I did like it. It was just not what I expected.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was great. It was entertaining. I thought everybody did a great job. And it's definitely, to me, is one of those films where they're giving you the foundation, and they're not getting too heavy with that, but they're giving you enough just to be entertained and to like it, and they're letting you know that there's more to come. That's the feeling I got.
Like they gave you just enough to enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were going to have to work pretty hard for me like not to like this film. Like I said, the minute I saw Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn, I was already hooked. And knew this was going to be Will Smith's, I hate to say it, but like his comeback film. So, and I felt like it was. I felt like he was I thought he was great as Floyd, as you know, Deadshot. And what people don't realize is that Harley Quinn gets, you know, when you follow along with her comic book character, of course she's in love with the Joker, but she also starts to develop feelings for Deadshot. and you start to see that in the movie.
I kind of gleamed that from the movie.
Yeah, so it played the way it was supposed to play. It really did. So, and Killer Croc was awesome. He had me cracking up.
And Harley Quinn and Deadshot, I approve.
Yeah, me too. So, but yeah, I thought Jared Leto did a great job as the Joker. You know, especially since everyone's been afraid to touch that role since Heath Ledger, understandably. But like we were saying before this podcast even started, that the Joker is a very fascinating, diverse personality. You know, the Joker doesn't always stay the same, even in the comic book universe. So there's different ways of playing him. And Jared Leto took a different direction from Heath Ledger. And I think it's good. And I look forward to seeing where he goes from there, but I liked what he did. So he seems like he might be more of the Killing Joke Joker, and that's fine. Like I said, because even if you watch the animated series with Batman and the Joker, you see a different type of Joker. It's not always the same Joker, not always the same. It's not always Mark Hamill. So there's a psychology behind it. So there's been, so now you've officially seen three different Jokers. Cesar Romero from the 60s Batman TV series with Adam West and Burt Ward. Jack Nicholson from the Batman franchise with Tim Burton, and of course, you know, Heath Ledger from the Chris Nolan franchise with, you know, Christian Bale. Now you've got, so he's the fourth one then, yeah. So now Jared Leto. So I'm looking forward to seeing where he goes with it. But yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I can keep on talking.
You know, I think that, and from what I've seen, it seems like Jared Leto's performance of the Joker has been very polarizing as far as fans go. You have people that are, you know, defending his performance with their lives about how great, great of a job he did with it. And you have other people that have their complaints, and, you know, both points are very valid. But, you know, it comes with the territory of a comic book movie that people are going to be either very upset with it, and at the same time, people are going to defend it viciously because there's this source material that's like the Holy Bible when it comes to, you know. And in this instance, it's Suicide Squad, and this is something that's very huge, and this is something people have been looking forward to that don't really care for DC Comics or that do for the last, you know, couple years now. We've been really looking forward to it. And I got to say that whenever we started this podcast, knowing that we were going to review Suicide Squad was something that made me excited just immediately, and I was kind of disappointed. You know, I was let down from what I was expecting. It was completely different from what I expected, and while that's not necessarily always a bad thing, there were a few parts that just didn't work out for me. They didn't jive well. While there was other parts that I think really worked, like Viola Davis, I really loved her in her part, and I loved Margot Robbie. I think that she did a fun job with it. But things like I felt like it was a movie that mainly as diverse as the cast was, that there wasn't a lot of screen time for people that weren't Will Smith and that weren't Margot Robbie, which I mean. You know, Margot Robbie did a fantastic job. I'm not asking for less time for her. It's just that It kind of felt like the movie was really focused. And to me, Will Smith felt like a Will Smith movie.
I disagree with you tremendously. It's like you haven't watched Will Smith's career for these past 10 years. Will Smith is not Will Smith. I mean, Will Smith is actually a great actor. If you look at roles like Ali, you look at Concussion, you look at I Am Legend, you look at The Pursuit of Happiness, Will Smith, he goes in. Will Smith has been guilty of making some bad choices with some movies like Focus, you know, and The Wild Wild West, but he did a great job.
I loved Wild
film.
Wild West.
Hey, see, there you go. So even
I loved Wild Wild West,
and,
too.
You know, I loved After Earth. So, no, to me, I think that's basically really insulting, actually. I think he was excellent in this film. He did a great job as Deadshot. I liked him a lot. I mean, and when you see him come up against Batman, well, yeah, I enjoyed it.
Well, what did you think, Mariano?
In terms of Will Smith?
Or the movie? Will Smith and the movie.
Well, Will Smith, first of all, he was one of my favorite things in the movie. Him and Harley Quinn kind of carried the majority of it for me.
And you knew that going in. You knew that going in.
Yeah, I did expect that going in. And to go back to the Joker, for him to be different, I knew that going in as well because everyone made that a huge deal before the movie came out. Everyone was talking about how different he looked from Heath Ledger and...
But he had to be.
Of course. No, I'm not against it. I'm just stating that I was.
I'm not against the Joker.
I went in keenly aware that he's going to be different, whatever he's going to be.
Yeah.
So I wasn't comparing him so much. I just think that I need to see more of him because I couldn't really gauge him.
I thought he was great.
But I didn't see enough to like love him.
I thought he was great. I liked the whole, I'm in love with this woman. I'm going to break her out no matter what. I loved all of that. I mean, I thought, I'm looking forward to seeing that character just blossom and grow.
I'm looking forward.
Because it's a whole different world that you got with him. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're fine. I'm looking more forward to him. Like, I'd be so excited to see a movie in like where Harley Quinn has to choose between him and Deadshot and chooses Deadshot.
Well, and you may get that.
I would love to see that
because it will get to that point eventually.
When
she gets torn, it will get to that point.
That I would much prefer to see.
Yeah, she's in love with two men who are just kind of monsters. Yeah.
But
everybody's got a type.
Like I think it'd be so interesting in a movie to see that happen, and then to see how the Joker deals with something like that. That would be interesting.
Exactly,
because
Jared's actually what's brilliant about his performance is he's actually giving you a whole new level of Joker, the same way Heath Ledger did on the opposite end on the other side of that coin. Heath Ledger wasn't in love. Heath Ledger's character was just a psychotic sociopath,
right?
You know, you're going to get that with the Joker, but you're going to get more. You're going to get, you know, this love-struck, psychotic, sociopath gangster.
I'll give this to Jared Leto that. Jared Leto, in the past few roles that I've seen him in, he goes in all the way.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh,
he's
a
good actor.
Well, they said behind the scenes that he was sending them creepy gifts because he was a meth actor.
Oh, yeah. I think a big part of, I think the big appeal was to see what Jared Leto was going to do with that. I was a bit disappointed I didn't get to see a lot of him in it because I was expecting more later.
Well, as I said to you before the podcast, too, you can't have too much because then it takes away from the Suicide Squad. It's not the Joker movie.
But
so, I mean, him being in that film was actually just like a nice little bonus because they could have did that film without him at all, keeping it real.
But to be clear, now that we've seen Suicide Squad and it is what it is, I would like to see like an extended version with more Joker in it.
I definitely would, too.
I'm looking forward to that, too.
I'm hoping that they do the director's cut they did with
but,
Batman.
Yeah, but I disagree with the critics. I think this film was great.
Yeah,
I don't
definitely.
Think it was awesome, but I think it was great. I'm going to go watch it again. I loved it.
Yeah, definitely. I think the critics were wrong, too. What did they give it, 27%? That's not.
I would gladly watch. I definitely think that was a bit harsh. I would watch it again, but there's some problems I had with it and things I liked. But that being said, we really do need to go to a commercial break.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to be reviewing Eye in the Sky, and then after that, we're probably going to just be talking about Suicide Squad
again. Well, and then we have to do the ratings still for it.
That's fine. You guys stay tuned.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome, welcome back, guys. Golden State Media Concepts movie podcast. We just did Suicide Squad, and I guess now we have to talk about Eye in the Sky.
Yes, and we'll give it the rating for Suicide Squad later on. So.
Yeah, so
we didn't forget. But yeah. Eye in the Sky, that's a movie that's on DVD release right now. So we wanted to tell you guys about this film and check it out. Wow, where do we start with this one? This is kind of a heavy film.
This is incredibly heavy.
Yeah, so Eye in the Sky is basically about the American government and the British government and their war on terror. They finally pinpoint a terrorist location, and it's in this small little like desert village town, whatever you want to call it, and they're ready to bomb the crap out of that person. But what they find is this little girl in this village who's selling bread at this table. And she's in the way because she's right in front of the house. So they try everything they can to try to make sure they don't hit her because they don't want any human fatalities. And the movie is just mind-boggling when you watch the bureaucracy of the British government, the American government, United Nations, all of that, and what goes into these decisions, these life or death decisions that are made. So the Eye in the Sky is the drone. It's the bomb. That's what they're talking about. And this movie stars Helen Mirren, who's one of my favorite actresses. She's just phenomenal. She also played Queen Elizabeth. And
she's a very good actress.
Yeah.
She was even good in Arthur.
She plays Colonel Catherine Powell.
Never saw Arthur.
It's funny.
Yeah. She's also, one of my first memories of her is in Excalibur, where she played Morgana, Arthur's sister, King Arthur's sister. This is Alan Rickman's last film.
The last film where he's actually, like, in it. He did one voiceover, and that's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was good to see him.
He did a good job. Alan Rickman.
He did tremendously.
I forget sometimes just how good of an actor he is.
Yeah, I know.
No, me too. What a movie to go out on. And can I say, I loved this movie. I adored it. I couldn't get enough of this movie whatsoever. It drew me in. I was hooked. And I was like, you know, the movie, it's a very suspenseful movie. And I felt that suspense every minute of it. They did a great job building it up. And they did a great job keeping you invested in what's going on.
Yeah, I liked it too. It was a really good movie. I liked Aaron Paul, and it is kind of hard to describe.
He plays Steve Watts. Go ahead.
Yep, mm-hmm. And I like the little bit of like comic relief here and there. But for the most part, yeah, it was a very suspenseful.
Yeah,
movie.
He was great in that film. Now you mentioned he was excellent.
Mm-hmm. Was there comic relief in that film?
Maybe not like on purpose, but they had like things that I found
small
funny.
Little bits.
Yeah.
Small little bits.
But
I feel like I don't even remember that. It was so overshadowed.
Well, between him and the female soldier that he was with.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they had a little banter before everything got serious.
I'm sorry. Go on, Mariana.
Oh, it's okay. And that, you know, that little bit sometimes, it was enough for me. Like, it was noticeable for me. And I didn't think that anybody else would notice.
Yeah, Bella Pinto. That was her name. The corporal. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But I have to agree with you that just kind of the bureaucracy, just that feeling of like my hands are tied and I know what I need to do, but will I be able to in time? Or, you know, that really made it suspenseful for me because I was like, is this going to work out for them? Or,
well, this film too. So I don't love this film. I saw this film in the theater, actually. I liked the film, but to me, it's just like when I saw Fruitvale Station, I can't watch it again.
Really?
Because it was too much. It was
heavy, so I don't know if I could watch it again immediately, but I liked it enough.
Yeah, it's not something that, you know, I want to entertain company with. It's a good film, and I might buy it, but because of the subject matter and because of that story.
It's heavy. It's definitely a heavy story. But you know what I did love about it was that it did create a divide. It could potentially create a divide in the people that you're watching because there is – you have to choose between potentially the life of a girl or, you know, potentially the lives of hundreds. And while there's no guarantee that hundreds will die, but it's a chance that you have to take. And They developed the story just enough where I feel like a person that you're sitting next to could think one way what they're hoping to happen, but while you could be thinking a completely different
way.
But
at the same time, you have to ask yourself, too, you know, do the ends always justify the means?
And which is a big question that this movie presents.
And that's the whole theme of this film. And you have to be careful that you don't embody what you hate.
And also,
you know,
it's a movie that while people are deciding to, you know, and even if they say, okay, let's do it, the you know, end outweighs the means, let's take care of this. There's also the people that have to pull the trigger, that have to, you know, that have to do this job.
That was one of the best parts of the film.
It adds an extra layer of heaviness. While you understand, like, even if you think that this has to be done, whether you don't think this has to be done, you don't think, come on, what are you doing, guy? Like, come on, let's do it. Because the characters do a good job of, you know, really showing you how heavy the decision that's being made is, you know? It's a movie that really the characters do a good job of, like, they give you that grief. They give you that stress. They give that to you as well. You can see what it's doing to them. And you can see that this isn't an easy decision. This doesn't feel like, what are you guys doing?
Well, I walked away from this film, too, feeling like, you know, it's a philosophy I've always had for a while anyways, that even when you win a war, you lose a war. And I felt that way when I watched this film, too. I felt that way watching this film. But it is an excellent film. It was directed well. It was executed well. Everyone played their part very well. It is a riveting story. You're right about that, Jordan. It's, you know, there's so many different themes in it. But, yeah, like I said, for me, yeah, and I do recommend people see this at least once. It's worth watching. I just can't.
And I understand where you're coming from not wanting to see it again because it is a very heavy subject. And you're going to walk out of this feeling affected, you know?
Yeah. And the little girl was amazing. I mean,
she did a good job. She really sold you, like, beyond the fact that this is a girl's life. She did so well to make you want her to survive on so many other levels.
Yeah. I loved her parents, too. I loved her parents.
Her family was great. It really built you up that there was no way this movie was –
the cast for this movie was so strong.
Even the
Somali, you know, the bad guy.
Yeah,
he was the guy from Captain Phillips, and you know.
He was great, but he wasn't the bad guy in this one.
Yeah,
he was great in this, wasn't he?
This movie did a great job, more so than a lot of other war movies that I've seen, to really show you the complications of war, the messiness around it.
Yeah, it's with that in mind that I really enjoyed this movie.
Yeah.
Because the bureaucracy, it must be hard to make all this stuff interesting. You know, all like the non-physical type stuff. And I think that they did a very good job.
Didn't have that problem at all.
Right. I think that's probably not easy to do. And it was really impressive for me to see.
No, I mean, I agree. This film definitely is about the tough decisions that people have to make. And then how maybe a lot of times most civilians in most of the world doesn't want to know the decisions that are made in order to keep them safe.
Yeah.
So this film definitely goes over that. But yeah, if you're looking for a good, serious drama, I don't even call this a thriller. It's a drama.
I call it a thriller. I'll go like a hybrid.
Okay.
It's definitely
suspenseful. On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give it, Jordan?
I'm going
to
say, and I even agree with you saying this, normally when I say, and I'm going to give it an 8, I'm going to give it an 8.5 even. 8. Normally when I say I'm going to give a movie anywhere above an 8, you know, an 8 or above, I'm going to watch that again. I'm not going to be able to watch this movie again for some time, but I'm so glad that I did see it.
Yeah.
And it's just because it's a movie that it comes very heavy-handed. You can't just put this on and be invested.
That's what it is. I'm sorry, you're saying?
You can't just put the movie on and just, you know, if you're paying attention to it.
You're stuck.
You're stuck. You're going to be invested in it.
Oh, yeah.
You can do laundry. You can tune it out. But once you're into this movie, it does create – it presents the stakes in a way that you you're on the edge of the seat.
And by the way, folks, forgive me. This film is directed by Gavin Hood. He directed this film. He's also directed Ender's Game, Breakout Kings. That's a TV series. Tough Trade, which is a TV movie. X-Men Origins Wolverine, Rendition, Tootsie. So he's done a few things. He did a great job with this film. Because as you said before, Jordan, it pulls you in. Once you, if you start watching, you don't turn away.
Absolutely. You know,
I mean,
not.
The audience, it becomes, it's like you're there with the military, you know, in that conference room. Because trying to figure out what's going
to
happen.
We're going to have to go to a break. Before we do, what do you guys think rating wise? And we can kind of get into that when we come back. What do you think, Mariano?
Eye in the Sky. 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. Okay. What about you, Keith?
I didn't love this film, but I like the film. I don't have any complaints with the film. So this might throw you guys, but I'm going to give it a 10.
I can see that. No, I totally see where you're coming from, because it felt necessary to watch.
You know,
it felt like,
yeah,
I'm glad I saw
it. It was a good movie.
Yeah.
It was time and money well invested when I saw it.
It did everything it was supposed to do.
Yeah.
So it gets a 10. I don't think I have too many 10s. It gets a 10 for that, DVD release. Yeah.
That's great. Okay, so we're going to have to go to a commercial break. Yeah. When we come back, we're going to do a wrap-up. You guys hang in there, and we'll see you very soon.
Yeah.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Okay, we just did Eye of the Sky and Suicide Squad.
Yeah, so we all agree on Eye in the Sky. It's a good film, excellent film.
Definitely.
We recommend you guys rent that when you're in the mood for something serious, like a good, as Mariano said, a drama thriller. Check it out. It's definitely food for thought and thought-provoking. So.
Yeah, no, if you have like a DVD of Keanu and a DVD of Eye in the Sky in your hands and you're trying to decide which one, if you even have to think that, go to Keanu. But this is one of those movies that when you know you're ready for it, you're going to come out of it feeling like, oh, man.
Yeah, so. Yeah, this
was a surprisingly well-done movie.
Surprising, like I said,
I didn't love it, but I liked it, and I don't have any complaints with it. I can't. Like I said, that's why I gave it a high rating, because it did everything it was supposed to do.
Yeah, I agree. It definitely did.
You know, so everyone played their parts well. It was directed very well. The audience was a part of the film.
Yeah.
I mean, when a director can do that, when he or she can pull you in like that, that's good direction. When you feel that way. So, yeah, definitely rent that. My rating for Suicide Squad. Oh, but before I get to Suicide Squad. So with Eye in the Sky, one thing we forgot to talk about was that, well, we touched on it slightly. You know, the little girl, you know, her parents were great. Her relationship with her father was nice to see. It was very, you know, he's teaching her things on how to read and stuff. And then, but he has to school her about hiding that because, of, unfortunately, it looks like in that village, girls aren't supposed to be reading. So it's just...
The film does a good job of showing that, giving you value to the girl beyond the fact that she's an innocent human life,
yes,
and giving value to the family that, you know.
Yeah, so it briefly talks about sexism, basically. I mean, addresses that a little bit, too, within this film. So, in a way that was important to watch, actually, and see.
Worth seeing on my end.
Yeah, definitely.
So we didn't even get to rating the Suicide Squad.
That's what I was just about to say.
I could talk about Eye in the Sky some more, but it would just be me, you know, blowing some more smoke about how much I love it. But Suicide Squad, what did you guys think? What like, summarize your thoughts on this?
I was completely entertained. I want to go see it again. So I liked it. I do agree. I think that I would have liked to see more with Killer Croc, but I get the feeling that the DVD is going to give me even more, and it's going to make me love the movie even more than I already do, like it did with Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah, so I already got that feeling, because I already liked the film. So, But yeah, I do feel like Killer Croc should get. I should have got a backstory on him, but his scenes that he did have were still humorous and interesting to me. So I still enjoyed him, what they showed me of him. So yeah, my rating for this film, I'm gonna give it an 8.
An 8? Okay. Yeah. So, but you liked Eye in the Sky. You'd say that Eye in the Sky kind of registered more
because
with you.
there were no flaws at all with that film.
Yeah.
Period.
Definitely.
I mean, it gave me what it was supposed to give me. I knew that. You know, I didn't walk away feeling warm and fuzzy, but I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, yeah.
Same way with Fruitvale Station.
And while Suicide Squad, yeah. Even if I, you know, yeah. Me, I had my problems with it. I'd be up for watching it again, and
cool.
I definitely watch it again before High in the Sky, yeah. Despite me having a better review for it.
Right.
I think I'd give it a 6 point, like 5 to 7 with Suicide Squad.
You got to make up your mind. It's got to be one of them.
Yeah. I mean, between there, give me a second to think that while I'm saying the sentence. I think that Suicide Squad, there was some, despite the problems that I kind of felt like, well, I didn't like that part, I didn't like this. When I came out of it, I was still very optimistic, and I was hopeful that the sequel was going to come out and it was going to kind of fix these things that I didn't like with it. I think that they have potential for something that was really great, and they delivered on a lot of ends of it. I understand why people are so angry about it, but I also understand why people, had their grievances with it and didn't,
And people, as the credits are coming up, there's a bonus scene. So
oh, yeah, no, stick around for a couple minutes. Yeah,
just for a couple. It's not at the end, but it's during the credits. So
I don't mean to give someone any accidental, advertising here, but I use this app called Run P, and it tells you whenever there's something after the credits. So.
Oh, okay.
As somebody that frequently has to pee in the theaters, I find that very helpful.
Don't pee in the theaters, bro.
I'm working on it. It's a habit I'm breaking.
No, you don't urinate in the theaters. That's not good. But did you walk away feeling like you were entertained?
Were you entertained
by the film?
I think that there were parts – I didn't walk away overall feeling like, yeah, that was good. Because there's some movies that despite having problems, I'm very forgiving about it if the overall I left feeling like,
Uh-huh.
I just felt like – They were on the right track with a few things, and I'm excited to see these characters develop into I feel like they had to give some things out. They had to introduce everybody, and
uh-huh.
I think the best I can say is I walked out of it feeling like second one hopefully is going to be better. It's going to be something to watch.
Okay, Mariano.
And there were parts that I genuinely did like.
One thing that I really liked about the movie was that the Marvel movies, I think, you're right, Keith, I don't know if we said this on air, but they do kind of, they're a little, I don't want to say too, not lighthearted isn't the word, but the heroes are a little too perfect.
It's not in the sky enough. Yeah. It's true, though. I mean, you can say that.
But you know what I mean? They're a little too, they're almost, while they're phased by things, it doesn't have it's just too bright, I don't know. I don't want to say uppity, but these movies, the Batman versus Superman, and even I really liked the Christopher Nolan Batman movies
Oh, yeah.
They're a little darker. They're a little more
realistic.
Right. A little more realistic. A little more grounded, I guess.
Like it could happen in real life.
Exactly.
You don't get that from the Marvel films.
Well, not just
They're fun, but you don't get that from those.
Not just that, but
I'm sorry. Go on.
That there's something that could happen in real life, and these things, if they happened in real life, they would actually affect these people in this way type. That's kind of what I got from the movie.
Yes.
Another thing was
– Are you saying that the problem with this is that a lot of people are comparing DC to Marvel when really these are just two different beasts? These are two different entities.
I think that people are comparing without realizing.
So you think that Marvel I guess I'm trying to put it in my own words here. What you're saying is that Marvel is kind of set the standard for superhero movies, and despite the fact that DC doesn't really the standard that we kind of go by, our rating system. And despite the fact that DC doesn't really follow that, people feel like that's why it's not a good superhero movie.
Well,
because it's not a Marvel movie.
Yes, but the thing is that I feel like it's only like that for now because the Marvel movies all started coming out first. But I feel like as DC kind of builds up a few more movies and people get a feel of oh, okay, so this is how they're making it. It wasn't just a mistake when they were going for something else.
Exactly.
Right? So I feel once they come around, because I will say that I watched Suicide Squad, more than one time. And the first time I saw it, I didn't dislike it. I didn't like it. I was just kind of wait, what? So I watched it again and I was okay. And I started watching it again, and it was better. It gets better and better.
See, I can't wait. I'm gonna watch it again this weekend. Yeah. Exactly. So,
yeah. I'm gonna see Sausage Party this weekend.
I think it just takes some. It just takes some warming up too. But I think that as we get more accustomed to the new DC style, I think that the other movies are only gonna get better. And I agree too with what you guys were saying earlier that they have come this big task of they introduced like five or six people all at the same time.
Yeah.
And so I can see where it could have got – my only complaint with the movie was it got a little messy at times where like they bounce around too much. I really liked Will Smith and I really liked Margot as Harley Quinn. But then they have, you know, like Rick Flagg and all these other guys. And I'm like, you know, it gets to be a little much sometimes.
Kind of convoluted. Like
yeah, like
you've added
with a sword. And
that was the thing that I kind of felt like – it felt like at one point they were throwing just darts and seeing which one stuck because there was so many people that they introduced us at one
time. But the reason that I didn't have a problem with that is because of the understanding that this is kind of a setup for a lot of other movies. And I bet those will be good.
I agree. And I agree with everything that you said to Mariano. Because – Marvel films are good. I mean, I enjoy them. I watch all superhero films, period. That's just who I am. And, you know, they give you that fantasy, and it gets a little too, you know, like you said, they're going through issues.
They're a little too perfect.
Exactly. It's a little too perfect. So, and DC is giving you a whole different darkness. They're giving you a dark, gritty, realistic superhero universe.
I like how
it started with the Chris Nolan trilogy with Christian Bale.
Yeah.
And it's evolved with Zack Snyder with Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman, and now Suicide Squad. And so that's the – so with it, so to me, they have accomplished what Marvel has not. They made those superheroes real, like they could be right next door to you.
Yeah, I think Christopher Nolan's Batman was –
it's brilliant. That whole trilogy. That's, right. To me, that's the first consistent superhero trilogy.
One thing I liked more about the Marvel, whenever you know, you're right that they are setting up for a lot more movies. But I think a big problem with it is whenever you're like, say you're cooking something, you can't just throw all ingredients into one pot and then it's going to come out what it needs to be. You kind of prep them up, right? You kind of get this mix together.
What's
where
your
you
point?
Have.
True, but
they kind of they took Marvel their time with Marvel. They put Iron Man in. They let him have his own thing. They let them have it his own thing, and they let the culmination form kind of a little bit more gracefully. Whereas this movie, they literally just threw everything in together.
Well, no, but see, but they didn't throw everything together. This is Suicide Squad. You're gonna get this is a squad of people. This is what you get, and this is the introduction to everybody. So I didn't feel like they threw people together. I felt like, of course, there were going to be some people who didn't get enough attention. But you'll get more of that with the next film. So, I mean, because then the problem becomes, well, now it's getting weighed down because I'm getting too many backstories. So there's a fine line. There's a balance that you have to have between showing me the Joker and Harley Quinn's backstory, Deadshot's backstory, and El Diablo's backstory. How much more can you do without people being like, okay, that's too much? So, I mean, there's a fine line you have to do. I mean, now Avengers did it well, but Avengers doesn't give you a backstory, really. They don't give you a backstory when you watch it. You just go from start to go. I mean, so which is fine. So, I mean, I feel like people feel right now that Marvel's winning the fight and they may be winning the battle, but I think DC might win the war.
I don't know if there's any winning or losing when it comes
because
to the war at this point.
Well, because
you know?
Of what DC's doing with their comic book characters.
I think as of right now, Marvel is winning. But again,
they're winning the battle, but I don't think they're going to win the war.
Yeah.
This.
I don't know. I mean,
because when people start to catch on to what DC's doing, how real this is getting.
Yeah, they're going to like it.
They're going to start digging it.
But
so.
But that was that point that I wanted to kind of reiterate on was that people, they're not like comparing on purpose. But Marvel is kind of the standard.
I think some of them are. And
well,
some
of them
are.
Not.
I think, yeah. So.
Some are, but for the ones that are not, it's just you. I think they have that idea that Marvel is like, oh, well, this is what a movie should be like. This one isn't like this, therefore it's not a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the feel of it is actually really good. So I think that when people watch this and get a better like taste for it, or maybe even just over time with this movie before the others come out and they watch it again and again, they're like, you know what? This actually was a good movie.
Actually, I'm going to change my rating for Suicide Squad. I'm going to give it a 9.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 9.
I was going to give it a 7.5.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 9. Yeah,
I'm going to give it... I have to give it like an 8.5.
That's cool.
Okay, yeah. 8.5, 9, and... Yeah. Hell, if we're going up, 7, so...
All right, so, and if we're doing the island I'm going with Suicide Squad. I can't watch Eye in the Sky on the Island. I'll shoot myself.
Oh, God. Despite the problems I had with it, of course, I can't do that.
Yeah. Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
It's a heavy movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Eye in the Sky is a great film. Don't get me wrong. But, yeah, I can't watch it on the island. I want to hurt myself. I can't do it. By myself. Yeah. No, I can't watch that.
Yeah, Suicide Squad for sure.
Suicide Squad.
It's just more entertaining. And it's
guys, congratulations. This is the longest show we've ever done.
Okay.
Yeah, 39 minutes so far.
All right.
Bad. So
okay. Well, cool.
I guess that's it. I'm a little bit in between there. I kind of had my problems with it, but we all liked Eye in the Sky.
Yes.
Most of us had a lot of positive things to say about Suicide Squad.
Yeah, so two out of three on Suicide Squad. So yeah, so I recommend if you haven't gone to see it, find out for yourself. It's a fun film. I enjoyed it, and I can't wait for the sequel, and I can't wait for the hopefully the ultimate edition of that, where I get more footage.
Me too. I want to see more Joker.
Yeah,
hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, so and I'm looking forward. And Jared Leto, hat off to you. You did a great job. I'm looking forward to your Joker, man. Don't be discouraged. Don't listen to the haters. Do you. So yeah, you did a great job. Everybody did a great job in that film. So, and yeah. So there it is. So, you can find us on gsmcpodcast.com. You can like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter. Mariana tells me that you can get us on Stitcher, yep. SoundCloud, Stitcher,
or
Google
any
Play.
Of those many other,
yes.
Podcast listening apps out there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So thank you for listening. We had a great time. We appreciate all of you who do. I'm Keith.
I'm Mariano.
I'm Jordan.
And we'll see you somewhere out in space.
All right.